Dr. Bernard Gutin is Adjunct Professor of Nutrition at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Emeritus Professor of Applied Physiology, Teachers College, Columbia University, and Emeritus Professor of Pediatrics and Physiology, Medical College of Georgia. He agrees people need to do more activity.
Over the last 100 years or so, there's been a marked decline in the amount of physical activity that people do. So really, the abnormal state of affairs is what we see as common now in the developed countries. In other words, when we say people should exercise, it's not as if we're asking them to do something unusual. For thousands of years, maybe millions of years, in our evolutionary past, people did a lot of exercise. There were two ways of defining the intensity of activity. So it depends on what kind of setting you're in. If it's a public health recommendation, we say running versus walking. The second way of describing intensity is by the individual. So for a very heavy person who's very unfit, just walking is vigorous. Another way of thinking of it is how you perceive how hard you think the work is. And if it makes you breathe hard and sweat, and you can feel your heart pounding, that's vigorous exercise.
Dr. Gutin notes that the type of exercise seems to matter, particularly for children who need vigorous activity to stay in good health.
If you take a very overweight person, or a person who has been sedentary for many years, then walking is sufficient. But if you take a young person, like a child, walking is probably not sufficient. So for, let's say, a child, in order to maintain fitness and prevent getting too fat, it probably is a good idea for them to do activities that involve running. So the general idea is they should run and jump, push and pull, and at a fairly high level where they would get tired in a few minutes, and that would be better. So sometimes we have recommendations that children should walk to school. Well, I think that's a good idea, but walking is not strenuous enough. I think it's important to get to a running level for at least a few minutes a day, which would mean sports like soccer or football or basketball or gymnastics or dancing. Now for adults, as I said, if they have been inactive for a long time, just walking and then maybe progressing to brisk walking, maybe carrying small weights in the hands to increase the amount of effort, and then gradually progressing up to running would be good.
What can we do to help children enjoy more physical activity each day?
From an environmental point of view, if we were to say, what should a school do or what should a community do? They need to arrange the environment in a way that promotes vigorous physical activity. Now, what are some examples of that? So it's possible to improve the physical education, to have enough of it, which is to say at least 30 minutes a day of vigorous activity. Then there's recess time. There should be supervision so they're safe and they're encouraged to go out and play. And then we need to collaborate with recreation departments so you can have enough sports clubs so that many of the children can participate. And then bumping it up to another level, we have national governments deciding how many gymnasiums to build. I think there are all these levels. And then, of course, there are recommendations that are made to the public about what they should do. So families and the children themselves realize what they need to do in order to be healthy.
Food Today. Science-based information on food, nutrition, and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.